This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Nigerians flying in, vomiting to death on board aircraft. The controlled corporate media instantly announces there's nothing to see here, move along, as the CDC secretly tells New York City to get ready for Ebola outbreaks. Just about 15 minutes ago, News Radio 590 AM, one of our local affiliates, did report, and the story's going to go up on Infowars.com in a few minutes. We're calling the health department that someone has been quarantined in Travis County, where the city of Austin, Texas resides or is based. There it is on screen. Austin officials monitoring Travis County resident that was on flight 1143 with one of the Ebola victims. And now they're monitoring a top epidemiologist in Dallas who worked with the Ebola victims who may have Ebola. Meanwhile, look at this headline out of the Associated Press. We've been telling you this for a few weeks. Africa stems Ebola via border closings, not allowing aircraft in, and quote, luck. South American countries, Caribbean countries, Asian countries, Middle Eastern countries, European countries have all been sealing their borders in the last 2 months, but not the United States, because there's a war on common sense, and they've got to let it start spreading first. America is now a giant toilet, and Ebola is squatting over it, spraying out the virus with enjoyment. And this is all part of the total disdain. In fact, there's even an article out today out of The Guardian, also The Wall Street Journal. Who do they think they are? The administration's Ebola evasions reveals its disdain for the American people. Yes, it's all about disdain and a war on reality, a war on common sense. I want to explain something. They don't have one. They don't have two. They have three articles in the White House-run Media Matters this week. And they have everything from the Washington Post to CBS News again this week. So many hit pieces, I don't even keep track of them. Basically saying, I'm a fearmonger, I'm evil, I'm bad. When all I'm doing is pointing out default common sense. Remember 2 months ago, I keep harping on this because it shows their complicity. This could only happen here because the dinosaur media says everyone's crazy or, quote, deranged right-wing conspiracy theory. Obama intentionally wants to infect the nation with Ebola, Alex Jones says. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because when you leave the flights open and you bring Ebola patients here and then you don't quarantine people immediately, you want it to get out of hand. So you can then have a big power grab. And they've had governors and senators and even the Speaker of the House say shut down the flights, and it hasn't happened. Because you could never send the message that, like Michael Savage said last week when he was on, that having a border might do something good. So that's what's happening. And in this bizarro world, I wasn't being sarcastic a few weeks ago. I said, you watch. When this spreads everywhere, I will get the blame. And now it's happening. Imagine how they've overturned reality, how they've inverted common sense. It's satanic. That's really all satanic means is upside down. Doesn't make sense, isn't productive, isn't wholesome, isn't prosperous, isn't honorable. Isn't fun? The media and the culture sells, you know, evil like it's fun. No, it's not fun. Not real evil. The churches harp all day about, you know, sex or the wrong kind of music or something like that, while meanwhile they, you know, endorse killing a million Iraqis, aborting 50 million babies, NSA spying, government shooting little kids up with vaccines, brain damaging them in mass. But they can sit up there like Pharisees and say, look at that woman in a short skirt. She's evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are transmitting from Austin, Texas, close to the epicenter of the North American Ebola outbreak. Worldwide, on this Friday, the 17th day of October, 2014 edition. And this upcoming Halloween may have some ghoulish horror characters that aren't fiction, ladies and gentlemen. If the allowed spread of Ebola continues in the United States, and if the West African flights continue with over 150 people a day pouring in with visas issued to them out of countries that are literally collapsing. In fact, the news is so important today that I have canceled some of the guests, cleared the decks for 3 hours on this Friday edition. We're going to have reporters Anthony Gucciardi and Paul Joseph Watson, who's extended his stay from London here in the United States, are going to be in Dallas reporting We now have breaking from News Radio 590 AM. We'll link this up on Infowars.com. UT student being monitored for Ebola virus, and someone else who was on the flight with the nurse who had it is now being quarantined in Austin, Texas. So we'll integrate both those articles together and post them up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I did some of the math this morning with the different aircraft flights and how many people are in the hospital and what we know. Probably about 1,000 people came in close contact with one of the two Ebola patients. Well, it's now the three Ebola patients, excuse me. The dead one and the two nurses. That's a conservative number, 1,000. Let's say 50 get it. Spread it for 21 days. Now that'll be 1,000 or so that have it. And then they spread it for 21 days, and it's tens of thousands. And at that point, Katie bar the door, with our compromised immune systems from all the vaccines that lower your immune system on record, the winter, all the other super viruses and super bacteria and MRSA that's just ravaging everyone I know. Everyone I know has family members that were totally healthy who go in to have minor surgeries and are deader than a hammer a month later. So long before the Ebola outbreak, I said back in January when I had multiple family members die from flesh-eating bacteria in their lungs, basically. I don't want to go into details, but I was there at the hospital and witnessed what they were sucking out of their lungs. It was lung tissue. Get ready, because my gut, but also intellectually looking at the news every day, whoo, this is going to be one hell of a winter. And if you think going out and getting a flu shot is going to protect you, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you right now on Pluto. Now, here's the AP, not Alex Jones. And I only say this because 2 months ago, CBS News, The Washington Post, Geraldo Rivera, Fox News, you name it, they did it. Came out and attacked Infowars.com, Alex Jones by name, Matt Drudge by name, DrudgeReport.com. Because we dare link to the CDC's own papers from 2 years ago saying it may be going airborne. We dared link to epidemiologists and articles in Europe saying they believed it would come here in mass if we didn't shut the borders and shut down flights. And their answer was we were racist pieces of garbage. Do we get any apologies? No, we don't. And it's not about me being right. I didn't want to have Ebola here. I have 3 children. Okay? That's why I was concerned. If you've got the biggest outbreak ever spreading all over Africa, the UN says between 400 to 1.4 to 5 million people will get it or die. The computer models show that whole spectrum. They're going to want to come here. Everybody else won't let them come here. It's not hard to figure out what's going to happen. And I just want to point out, there's a new meme going. And John Baum pointed this out earlier, that people are calling for Obama's arrest, the CDC's arrest. And so you guys aren't going to get away with it this time, creating a crisis, exacerbating it. Now, Joe Biggs filed this report yesterday with Josh Owens. They went out to UT, talked to 30 people, 17 of them. 17 of them wanted to bring Ebola patients here from Africa, and they want to house them in their house. The video, the article is up on Infowars.com. Students signed petition to bring Ebola into U.S. Students also agree to host Ebola patients entering the U.S. Paul Watson's article, liberals signed petition to bring Ebola patients into U.S. and house them. Students show enthusiastic support for the Ebola Equality Act of 2014. Here is the devastating report with Joe Biggs and Josh Owens.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com at the University of Texas, Austin. Now, came out here to the campus today. I wanted to ask people if they would sign my Ebola Equality Act of 2014. Now, what this states is that we are going to allow symptomatic, non-symptomatic Ebola patients to come in from West Africa into our country and then give them the free rein to move around and do whatever they want. We leave our borders wide open. We let everybody come in and get taken care of. You know, we don't like to take care of the veterans or anything like that. That's just ridiculous. But let's bring these Ebola patients in, and, you know, there's not going to be an outbreak because Obama says there's not, or Ebola. And then the CDC director says there's zero chance that this is going to get out of control. So you know what? Let's see how many people actually agree with these puppets, with these global elitists who actually think that nothing's going to happen. Let's see how many people are, I don't want to say dumb, but willing to actually sign this and allow Ebola to come into our country. Let's go check it out. Well, this is the Ebola Equality Act. What it's going to do is allow us to fly in patients with Ebola. So what this does is we're going to allow them just to get on the plane, symptomatic or not, fly on over. It'll be commercial airline. You know, CDC says you're not going to get it. It's not airborne, so you're fine. You know, a lot of people out here are being racist, saying that we should just, like, shut down flights and not allow people to come in here to our country with Ebola. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous, right? We have better medical facilities, don't we?
Yeah, that's true.
Can you believe all these people that say we should just stop flights from West Africa? And
yeah, I think it's insane. I mean, I get their concerns and everything, but
I mean, the CDC knows exactly what they're doing, right?
Right, and I also think it might be racialized.
Hold on, I don't want to touch that yet. I got to sanitize my hands. I can never be too careful, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where anybody's been around here. All right, thanks. And we can get them some football tickets, baseball tickets, hang out. There's still people that deserve to be taken care of. That's what Obamacare is for. We're going to leave the southern borders open, too, if they want to, you know, take a flight to, you know, Costa Rica and then travel up through Mexico and come in. They can come in that way. There's no one watching anyways. President Obama says you'll be fine, so there's nothing to worry about.
No, I know. I'm a nurse, though.
Okay.
Studying nursing, so that's why I'm like, yeah.
Bring people with Ebola over here?
Yeah, why does it seem shocking?
I think I'll pass. Thanks.
You don't want to bring Ebola to the country?
No.
Our president does. Come on. The CDC says it's fine. People with Ebola deserve to live. Come on. Look, we're going to bring them into the country, fly them over, get them health care. Come on. Excuse me, do you want to help save lives in West Africa? No one cares. We're a bunch of racists. Oh, and if you initial here, that's just agreeing that you'll, you know, take one of the patients in and help them out.
All right.
Okay.
There we go.
You're going to initial. Well, hold that real quick. Nick, can never be too careful. With this Ebola stuff going around.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks.
There you go, man. Yep.
Have a good one.
So if we don't want to be a host, do we, like, not initial?
Yeah, if you don't want to let an Ebola patient live with you, then just don't initial. There's a lot of people who do, though.
Okay.
But, I mean, then again, if you don't want to die, I mean, that's safe to say, yeah. And just make sure you guys wear a mask and stuff. No one else has gotten it with all the equipment on, right? Oh, never mind, those nurses did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Who knows? Maybe our government is crazy.
So this is how people will come over here to be cured, or?
Yeah, to bring them into our country so they can live a normal life.
Yeah.
I don't want any more people to die of Ebola, do you?
No.
There's lots of people dying, bleeding out of their eyes and ears and mouth, and it's horrible. But, I mean, we'll bring them here to the country if they're symptomatic or not. We can get them sporting events tickets, hang out, let them move freely, have fun. We'll reunite them with their family to be administered to a hospital to receive the best treatment in the world. We've got Obamacare. That takes care of everything. And that's free. So, come on. Help save some lives. The more Ebola patients we bring into America, the better. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
To receive medical care and reunite with their families if they have some. You know, like
so
with Thomas.
So you want them to be able to come here?
Yeah, let's bring them in. Obama says it's fine. CDC says it's fine.
Bullshit.
Oh, you think so?
Hell yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, hold on. I got to put my hand sanitizer on there. I don't know where you guys have been either.
Yeah.
Can never be too careful. All right, good. I don't have Ebola then. All right. Well, let's take care of the ones who do and bring them here and let them have fun. Open up the borders. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good Ebola day. The ones who survive got blood transfusions, though. But the ones who keep getting these experimental drugs die. But, you know, President Obama and CDC knows best. It's not like they've ever intentionally done stuff to harm us, like push vaccines or anything.
Thank you.
Make sure you get your flu shot, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's racist. All these Republicans, all these people are saying that we should shut down flights from West Africa and not let them come in. Don't you think that's pretty ridiculous?
No, it's like I saw this news where they rejected a kid from college because he's from over there and he might have Ebola, and it's like he's smart and he's studying. Why are you going to stop him from that? That's retarded.
Let's let them all over here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and if you initial here at the end, that's saying that you'll host an Ebola patient, you'll let them come over and hang out, you take care of them, read them stories, you know. Oh, cool. Thanks. We'll get a hold of you guys when we bring the Ebola patients in. As you can see, I just spoke to about 30 people, and the most disturbing part of this is out of 30 people, I was able to get 17 signatures, an entire full clipboard, in less than an hour. These are the youth that are supposed to be going to college and taking on positions to help further our country. And this just blows my mind. And now check this out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people. 11 people out of 17. Initial at the end, where I don't remember at the beginning, I said if you initial at the end, you allow a symptomatic Ebola patient to come live at your home. 11 people said yes to that. You know, some people came by and looked at me and said, are you crazy? Our government's out of their mind. Some people just laughed when I was sitting out there saying, hey, let's bring Ebola into the country. Come on, don't be racist. You know, but there's still 17 people who are one day are going to become doctors, because some of the people who signed this said they were in nursing school. Some were going to be doctors. This is why the CDC is messed up as it is. We have a bunch of people on there who have no idea what they're doing, and they're putting American lives at risk. This is mind-blowing.
That video and an article by Paul Joseph Watson is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. The video is perfect to wake people up. We also, last year, did a piece with Leanne where 9 out of 10, she talked to like 30 people, and 3 of them did not want to ban dihydrogen monoxide, which, of course, is the scientific name of water. They said, for the Earth, for Obama, we want to ban dihydrogen monoxide, you know, arrest whoever has it. And people would go, oh, yeah, I'm from Cornell. I'm a chemistry, you know, PhD or whatever, or I've got a doctorate in chemistry. And I agree. And they were just sitting there hitting on Leanne, not knowing what planet they're on. And that's why America is so pathetic now. Because it's not just the general public, but government and corporations are filled with people like this as well. Just a little less stupid, a little less dumb, a little less self-centered when it comes to not knowing any information. They'll usually have some scam or angle they play over and over again on sheep that are a little bit stupider than them. Who wants to promote a society like this? We showed everyone they talked to. 30 people, 17 signed to bring masses of Ebola patients into the U.S., and to bring them to sports stadiums, and to bring them to live with families and stay at their homes. And people are like, yeah, it's racist. We need to bring them in. You could tell these trendies. They stick your hand in a blender. Stick your hand in a garbage disposal. You're racist. And a lot of them would run over. I'm not joking. And go, stick their arm in it just to prove it's their religion. Just like Michael Savage said last week. He's totally right. That it is a religion to keep the border open, a religion to bring in the third world populations, and they can do nothing to ever say we shouldn't have cholera, which we now have exploding in the U.S. Compared to previous numbers. We now have exploding bizarre liver flukes and flesh-eating bacteria and all sorts of weird parasites out of South America and Africa. It's kind of like boa constrictors getting dumped out in Florida, and they're now killing most of the wildlife and taking over. It's the same thing with diseases, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to bring all these diseases in. This is a real issue. They always go, oh, that's the classic thing racists always say. No, I don't care if you were German, Irish, or Chinese. Coming in here 110 years ago to Ellis Island, you sat out there for months to make sure you didn't have a communicable disease. And then when you were cleared, you were let in. And if you had something that passed, you were let in. But if you had leprosy, which used to just be the scourge of the world, leprosy used to just be all over Europe, all over the place. People would be down on the street corner begging, and you'd throw coins at them just 100 and something years ago in Europe, in London. They'd be wearing bags over their heads in black and gloves with their fingers and noses rotting off. And they would still, they rounded them up and shipped them to leper colonies out on Caribbean islands and places. People say, well, that's mean. That's not nice. Well, at a certain point, you get tired of your kids getting cholera or your kids getting leprosy or your kids getting smallpox or your children getting Ebola. Drudge put out the tweet, self-quarantine, and that's exactly what I intend to do. When Ebola cases start getting up into the 10,000 or so in the U.S., if it gets up to that, I will self-quarantine my children, and I will have to work with my family with who wants to lock themselves basically in the house with them or out on the property. And then I'm just going to stay here at the office, I guess. I've already had to think about that. I just can't believe how screwed up this is. Because if you get Ebola, it's going to kill you 70% of the time. And that's with top medical care. Once things degenerate and break down, one patient had rooms stacked to the ceiling of bloody bandages and feces. That was reported out of Dallas. One patient did that. Because the virus just keeps replicating and replicating and just displaces upwards of 10% of your body fluids and you just melt. Upwards of 10% of your fluids just become the virus. It just breeds and breeds and breeds until you pop like a giant blood-filled, vomit-filled, feces-filled zit. And I don't mean to be gross here. I just want you to know that they're doing this on purpose. And they're going to have made-for-TV movies about how what a hero Obama is and the heroes the nurses are and how once it spread, Obamacare and the feds and the army stopped it, but they let it get going to begin with. The flights are still open from Africa. The border's still wide open. Here's AP, Africa stems Ebola via border closings and luck. Remember who told you to shut down the border crossings? And to shut down flights from West Africa 2 months ago. I am no rocket scientist. That is the default, what you do, federal law. Common sense. Age old. If a country had an outbreak of the Black Plague, what did you do? You did not let their ships dock in your port. If a ship had anyone with signs of plague on it, they had to fly a white flag with a black spot on it. And if you tried to land in any port, you got sunk. And if you got caught coming in with plague and lying about it, they would take every one of you in, and then they would hang your butt. Or force you back on the ship, train the guns on it. This is in naval history, so I've read so many books on naval history. And they would make you go out in the harbor and then start opening up on you. Because Europe saw about a third of their people die from it, so they were a little bit concerned about it. You might be, too, if a third to half, depending on what country, died from bubonic plague. And by the way, bubonic plague is nothing compared to Ebola, because you've got to touch it to get it, and then not everybody can end up getting killed by it. If you've got good nutrition, sometimes you can fight it off. Ebola is just unbelievable, and this is their October surprise. I predict Obama will sign executive orders on the power plants, will sign executive orders on open borders, will sign executive orders, he's already said he will, in the middle of this crisis. And they'll probably, they already had MSNBC with an article 2 weeks ago saying the Second Amendment is the reason Ebola is breaking out. And I read the article and couldn't even understand their argument. I mean, even though it was a baloney argument, I couldn't even understand what they were saying. That's how mentally ill these people are and committed to wrecking the country, committed to bringing in global government, committed to driving down the wages, committed to Cloward and Piven to blow the engine of the economy. And they're doing an excellent job. Obama's job is to bring the country down. That isn't rhetoric. That's their real policy. That's their real goal. And if you don't realize that, you're insane. People are concerned out there, and quite frankly, that's good, because enough massive concern about this, enough phone calls to talk radio and to mainstream media and to Congress and to Obama. They've got Boehner coming out 2 days ago and saying recall, stop the flights, control the border, when he wasn't saying that a week ago. Now 2 days ago he is. You got Jindal 3 weeks ago doing the right thing. A little bit of trepidation. Rick Perry said a little bit under pressure. You've got Senator Ted Cruz saying block all the flights. But this should have been done 2 months ago. It may be too late now. And they're going to go on the news, and they are going on the news, saying you better take the flu shot, or if you've got flu symptoms, you're going to be quarantined. So, see, that's where this goes. They let it get out of hand. Then they start quarantining a bunch of innocent people who are already sick and sticking them in Ebola camps to breed it. Well, I got a little newsflash for you. I'm not going to your Obama Ebola camp. and the Army is not going to be able to enforce it. And here's another issue. That's why they let it get out of hand. I told you they want to pull a civil war. They want to pull a collapse. Set nukes off. We got missing nukes. Biological outbreaks. I've been saying for a couple of years, biological outbreaks, one of the main cards they've got. And this thing is staged. Any way you slice it, this is what it's like to live under these criminals.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The reason we point out how many times we've been accurate and how we're demonized for being accurate is so that people that are tuning in can go back and look up what we've said is going to unfold so that in the future, when we talk about stuff, people need to listen. Now, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell said that, and I agree with him. Ron Paul, playing off that quote, said, in an empire of deceit, telling the truth is treason. It's not a big deal to know you should halt flights. It's not smart to know you should send Ebola patients to level 4 government facilities they've built and spent hundreds of billions on in the last 30 years. It's not rocket science that the Army
went in on the East Coast. In fact, pull that clip up, please. In 1989, when Ebola went airborne, PBS reported and cleaned it up. The CDC doesn't even do that. FEMA doesn't even do that. Headline, flashback, Ebola goes airborne, causes outbreak in medical lab. There are defaults. Like you see your neighbor's house on fire. You call 911. They dispatch the fire department to your address. It'd be like you call 911 and go, there's 20-foot flame shooting out of my neighbor's house at the corner of, please send the fire department. Well, how bad does it look? Well, there's flame coming out the windows, and it's pretty bad. Better send a lot of fire trucks. And then you hang the phone up. Hour later, nobody comes, and the next day you tell the media, yeah, this house burned down, then it burned down three other houses, and the fire department never came. They go, we don't do that now. And you go, but you're supposed to send a fire truck. That's what we pay for. That's the default. And they go, no, we don't, racist. You're like, but you are supposed to control the border and the airplanes, and that's what all the other African countries did and what Europe did. And shut up, racist. I'm sorry, deranged. The White House said through Media Matters, who they admittedly write the talking points and send it over to them, the White House is spending its time attacking Alex Jones and MSNBC and CBS News are. Don't you idiots love your kids too? I mean, you really are villains. I'm not deranged because I didn't want Ebola to spread. And now look, it's right here where I live. They're quarantining people right here at the University of Texas where students yesterday, that was shot yesterday and aired on the nightly news last night, what you heard earlier. 30 students, 17 of them, well, 30 people. The only folks that said no look like professors or UT workers and one young lady. One student, it looks like, said, no, we shouldn't bring up Ebola patients here and house them in our houses and read to them and take them to sporting events. One student, and then it looks like, 12 more UT workers said, are you kidding? But the students were like, yeah, man, it's racist. Bring them in. Because you could tell them anything. Turn your guns in or you're racist. Okay, I'll turn my guns in. Open the borders up, you're racist. Support Obamacare. Well, it has death panels. It was written by insurance companies and doubles prices on average and has 21 taxes, 7 of them on poor people. And it's horrible and it's terrible and it's rationing care. Shut up, racist. See, you don't have to be an intellectual. You don't have to be smart. All you've got to do is just act official and act like you're holy and you're good because you know how to say racist. That's what this country has turned into. That's what we've become. That's what we've degenerated to. Let's go ahead and play this clip from Nova in 1990, 1 year after this happened.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. Residents of this Washington, D.C. suburb had no idea that one of the world's deadliest viruses had emerged in their midst. In a primate quarantine unit in Reston, Virginia, monkeys in one of the holding rooms suddenly began to die. Secretly, a military team entered the quarantine unit and killed all 60 monkeys in the infected room. The crisis heightened as monkeys began to die in a different room. It appeared that the virus was moving through the ventilating system. In response, the military killed all 400 monkeys, ending the outbreak. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air. Had it been lethal in humans, it could have been catastrophic.
That's Stacey Keach narrating. And that's why, and by the way, they are selling out as I predicted they would, especially the fake blood-splattered Ebola T-shirts that have now come in. We'll show folks a document cam shot of that. Radio listeners can go to InfoWarsStore.com and wear these proudly. It's the word Ebola with the Obama symbol of the rising sun of death and evil rising over the planet Earth. And it has fake blood splatters on it. And on the back, it says Ebola. So on the back, it says Ebola. And on the front, it says Ebola. And that one is selling out very quickly. The other one will sell out as well, but not at the same rate. And it's in the Made in 1776.com area, Made in America. We have all the Molon Labe men and women shirts. And all of the belt buckles have sold out, except the George Washington ones. I would have thought I designed all these, that the George Washington ones would be the most popular. They haven't sold out in 6 months, but the Molon Labe belt buckles have sold out. So that's InfoWarsStore.com, Made in 1776.com. We did get in a few thousand bottles more of the silver bullet, 30 parts per million colloidal silver, the InfoWarsLife.com brand of it, and it is about 80% sold out, so I really shouldn't even plug it. It'll probably sell out in the next hour or two, InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of other folks have doubled or tripled their prices of colloidal silver. It's selling out everywhere. We are holding the price. We are holding the price, though it's costing us more to manufacture now. We have a large amount in transit. It's being manufactured right now at a major U.S. laboratory, and it should be here in 2 weeks. But we have this in stock now, InfoWars Life Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million colloidal silver. And we have the Survival Shield Super Nascent Iodine from a deep earth crystal source, the strongest, purest form out there, not from Pacific seaweed. We have the original Survival Shield as well. It's a lot weaker, more palatable for children. You will, at least everybody I know, will detox within 2 weeks on this, and you will feel it. And then after that, it's like a fog clears for me and everybody else I know that's taking it. This is not a game. There's a reason they keep lowering the allowance of iodine. That's even the type that isn't even that good in iodine. The reason they don't want you knowing about it, literally, but the elites are obsessed with it. We had one of the biggest makers of women's, well, they also make everybody's products, but one of the most famous product producers, very well known, contact where we get it from and then contact us wanting to buy us out. But for hair care products, our source and our contract for the source. And then we said, well, no, we don't want to do that. And so they just kind of disappeared, and I'm sure they're trying to find another source of it. But this is a big deal is what I'm getting at. It's a big deal because nobody's gone out and done this. And this is the type of stuff we're researching, really revolutionary type products. So Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, and Original Survival Shield, available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Also, what I'm doing to bolster my body's natural defenses is 70%, they debate, some say higher, of the autoimmune system is in the gut. A lot of it's in the skin, the mucous membrane as well, of the sinuses, but it's the gut is the big line of defense there and the big buffer. And the intestines get all clogged up. Everybody knows that with all the gluten and the rest of it. The Oxy tablets from Global Healing Center, discounted at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, everybody I know that takes it. In fact, I don't want to put somebody on the spot, but somebody was just telling me yesterday how amazing it's been for him, who I think's out there running the board. I can't see through the window. The lights are so bright. Do you want to talk about what it's done for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is CJ. CJ, you heard me talk about it. They tried to get me to take it for a year. I just said oxygen that time releases in your intestines? I don't think so. And I'd done other stuff to clean me out before that was pretty harsh and didn't feel well. And I had no discomfort. Amazing what happens with it. What happened with you?
I don't really have much cramping or intestinal pain anymore and feel a lot lighter and healthier and don't have the urge to go to the bathroom because it does what it says. Without getting into details, it's just been a happier life altogether, just not having intestinal problems.
By the way, if you just try it, folks, you'll be sold. I know that. If you'll just get a bottle of Oxy powder, because I remember years ago being in a major Hollywood star's house in one of their guest bathrooms and seeing it and reading it and thinking, man, that's weird. And I didn't know that group that had famous Hollywood stars, you can look it up, like 6-7 years ago, talk about how'd you get so skinny for this role? And they said Oxy powder. He's got it, you know, trademarked, proprietary. It time releases in the intestines. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Dramatic. And that's another thing I'm doing to bolster my body's natural defenses. Oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I did wear a pair of pants yesterday that I haven't worn in about 2 months. Yeah,
well,
it didn't fit.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just fat on the outside, folks. You know, the reason your gut's sticking out in a lot of cases is that, like John Wayne, they said, had 27 pounds of undigested meat in him. And I've talked to medical doctors that have done autopsies on people, and they say it's unbelievable. I mean, our guts are just clogged up from this unnatural diet, and oxygen, put it to you this way, there's nothing like it. And I'm going to stop talking about it. If you'll just get a bottle of Oxy powder, it supports the broadcast, the reporters, the team, everything we're doing here trying to expand at the InfoWars operation, and it is revolutionary what it's done for me and my family and others that are taking it. And again, I don't know. I've never been a big vitamin guy. I've never been a big flush my gut type guy. They kept pestering me, almost henpecking me, Dr. Group and Anthony, going, look, if you'll just take this, if we'll just take this, if we'll just carry this. And Anthony doesn't even, you know, own it or anything. He's just saying, you got to take it. You know, he takes it about once a week. And take it before you go to bed is the best thing. And they get ready to get up about 6 a.m. It's just that the elites all know about this kind of stuff. It's so revolutionary. All right, I'm done talking about it. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I want to have totally open phones in the second and third hour today, and I want to go to your phone calls. In fact, we'll go to them in the next segment. On Ebola, here's AP. Africa stems Ebola via border closings. Health officials battling the Ebola outbreak that have killed more than 4,500 people in West Africa have managed to limit its spread on the continent to 5 countries, and 2 of them appear to have snuffed out the disease. And it says the countries bordering the areas have completely closed their borders and don't allow flights in. Because that's common sense, though. Countries run by African dictators do common sense type stuff. And they did things in Sierra Leone and others that have now stopped the expansion of the spread in those countries. They just said, you know what? Nobody come out of your house for 3 days. Go get whatever you need today, starting this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Nobody comes out of your house unless you're somebody running a power plant. And you know what? People did it because they don't want to die. And it stopped. Not here, baby. They're going to wait till it's really spreading so government can then say stay in your house and train us to sit like a dog. When they say jump, we say how high. I'm going to say it again. The flights are coming in right now, 150 people a day. The Border Patrol estimates hundreds a day. Other than Mexican, as they're called on the fill-out sheet, from West Africa. They are pouring across. Pouring across. And just one of them could cause a chain reaction of Ebola. And hey, maybe you want your little kid to get it and bleed out a horrible death, screaming and begging. I know this. I've had enough. And I guarantee you, government, you out-of-control criminals, you are going to be held responsible. And the big corporations that sit overseas in Luxembourg and Monte Carlo and in Switzerland and in Grand Cayman, well, you sit out, by the way, all those Caribbean countries aren't letting West Africans fly in. While you all sit there safe in your tax-free havens, cops are going to be dying. FBI agents are going to be dying. Their kids are going to be dying. How are you going to feel about that, government employees? And these big corporate heads that pull the strings in one North American Union. And they said they'd bring in the North American Union, not allowing a domestic response, but a North American Union response. They said they would use plagues, terrorism, and drugs in the BAMP Canada documents from 2007 that are in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They use the crises to bring in the control. 800-259-9231. First-time callers or medical workers, police, EMTs, you are the people that are really going to be in the hot zone. in the jails, at the hospitals, having to respond to people that have got to be quarantined, who are going to... You get the short end of the stick. You get the shortest straw. Shortest straw. Shortest straw has been pulled for you. And now Obama wants to send the National Guard, totally untrained, into Liberia, all those other places to, quote, help contain it. And I understand the military, they have teams that are trained for this, and we've got inept bureaucracies at every other level. But, no, you shield the borders. You quarantine the people that have it like they've done, and we stay out of it. But see, there's hundreds of billions of dollars to be made fighting this for select corporations that'll get the contracts for all the medicine and all the garbage because they're not giving them blood transfusions from Ebola survivors or taking that and making a serum. No. They're giving them experimental drugs and vaccines so they can say, oh, safe and effective, and then lie and roll it out here. Hey, let me ask you that, America. Are you going to take the vaccine? 800-259-9231. And we'll also talk about, I want to hear from callers, not just Ebola and your take on that and where all this is going and how do we hold these criminals accountable and can we make a big enough stink out of this to let the establishment know they're going to end up getting in trouble so they might back off on letting this spread. And why are they so arrogant? I think they're going to get away with this. It's not just ineptitude. I want your take on that, but what are we being distracted from? What else is going on while we're busy watching the big bloody Ebola or Obola? MSNBC said I better not use that term, so I better use it. Obola, 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 Obola. I got free speech, you authoritarian dirtbags.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lizzik. Kick some ash with Lizzik's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lizzik.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thank you. different versions of it. There's a long version, about 6.5 minutes, a little bit shorter one that's about 5 minutes long, with Joe Biggs down at UT yesterday. Liberals signed a petition to bring Ebola patients into the U.S. and house them. Students show enthusiastic support for the Ebola Equality Act of 2014. Yeah, they say you're homophobic if you don't go out and try to catch HIV. By the way, I'm not joking. In San Francisco, New York, for 20 years, they're called bug chasers. Gift givers, gift receivers. And I'm just waiting for the new trend to prove you're not racist, because it is sexually transmitted. It lives in the testicles for 70 days, not just 21, like in the rest of the body. So prove you're not racist. I think Rachel Maddow and others should go to Africa, and she should marry an Ebola victim, and she should contract Ebola, I mean, to prove that we should leave the border open. I mean, come on, you want my kids to get it, Rachel, and Geraldo Rivera. I mean, I'm bad. Matt Drudge is bad that we said we should control the flights and the border. So come on, Geraldo, marry a woman who has Ebola right now. Prove you're not racist. And prove you're not homophobic. Go out and, you know, inject yourself with HIV. I'm not joking. Come on. You want me to have Ebola? You want me to have AIDS? You go get it. Not even kidding with you absurdist nuts. Come on, Geraldo. Come back on the show and defend yourself or say you're wrong. Let's go to Will in Ohio. Will, thanks for calling in on this Friday edition. I guess I'm a little extreme. Do you pledge to find the nearest Ebola person and suck their blood?
No, they come around here, get shot.
Yeah, you got a little phone problem there. Talk right at your phone.
Okay, how's that?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I was at the doctor this morning. We had a little conversation about that Ebola business. First of all, you know, there's only 4 hospitals in this country that can handle that level of infectious viruses.
Well, I think the answer is let people fly in by the hundreds a day from countries that have it and let Nigerians die on the plane vomiting everywhere yesterday, and everything's fine. I think that's the answer, don't you?
But, you know, according to that nurse, we're talking about that nurse, you know, supposedly touched her face with that contaminated glove, you know. And he said, now, what happened? He said they didn't have any hazmat suits for them. So they just put them in like a containment gown, and they taped it to their neck with surgical tape.
Yes.
And when that stuff comes off, it takes skin with it. And if you've got the littlest pimple, scratch, cut, you're wide open, brother.
Sir, why are you racist?
Why? I don't know. I guess I just raised that way.
Do you want to apologize to Rachel Maddow and Geraldo Rivera and Al Sharpton and pledge that you will try to contract Ebola to prove you're not racist?
Well, first I want to see them go down there and marry someone. I'd give them the Hollywood suite there in Vegas, give it to them, all expenses paid for a week, then we'll talk about it.
Well, they're all for being able to marry however you want, so how about the entire staff of MSNBC and Geraldo get together and all marry one Ebola patient?
Share it? Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
They could even shoot a video and sell tickets on pay-per-view.
Well, I want to see it on YouTube. I can't afford no tickets.
I'm joking, man. I'm not. They'll probably actually come up with that.
But they said as far as containing it down there, you said you ain't going to contain it down there. They reuse their needles and stuff down there.
Well,
nothing down there.
Well, sir, you just need to, we need to bring the Ebola patients here to prove we're not racist. That's what the UT students actually say, and I agree with them. Of course, you know that they'll be the first ones that if you actually brought someone with Ebola, they would run screaming the other direction.
I don't know, Alex. I think we got problems.
You think we got problems, maybe, a little bit?
I think we do.
Well, the mayor of Houston's not worried about that. She wants to arrest and is suing preachers that criticize homosexuality because she's a fascist dirtbag witch. How's that sound?
Jail in Sanford, Florida, where they had the Zimmerman trial. I preached against homosexuality for years. They got me on tape.
Well, then we better arrest you, buddy. This ain't America, and you keep your mouth shut, racist. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 100-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.